Brush fires have been raging across Australia. Carol Sparks, the mayor of Glen Innes in New South Wales, described the scene there this way.
We had fireballs and we had trees on fire and walls of flame coming at us.
Fireballs and walls of flame. 4 people have died, 150 homes have been lost, and thousands more are at risk.
My home was severely damaged. My neighbour's home was totally destroyed. Many people had to run. My granddaughter's partner was severely burnt, and my neighbour was killed in the car trying to get away.
Officials had been bracing for today. That's because weather conditions were literally out of control, according to Anthony Bradstreet with the New South Wales Rural Fire Service.
We were seeing 80 kilometres per hour winds. We were seeing temperatures in the high 30s, humidity down around 5% in many areas. And under those conditions, you really can't fight these fires. Fires are uncontrollable.
80 kilometer per hour winds, that's about 50 miles per hour. People are dealing with the immediate damage of the fires, but some are also asking, what's causing this? It's prompted a debate about the role climate change may be playing.
What climate change has done is it has exacerbated the conditions under which bushfire happens. So we are now seeing increasing intensity and frequency of this natural hazard.
That's Imran Ahmad, a climate scientist at the Australian National University. He says climate change has made fires more intense and also extended the fire season. Some politicians in Australia, though, are saying it's not the time to be talking about why. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormick had this to say in an interview with the Australian Broadcasting Corporation.
We've had fires in Australia since time began. And what people need now is a little bit of sympathy, understanding, and real assistance. They need help. They need shelter.
Why is it wrong to ask those questions?
Well, they don't need the ravings of some pure, enlightened, and woke capital city greenies at this time.
Fire victims don't need the ravings of some pure, enlightened, and woke capital greenies. Prime Minister Scott Morrison was a bit gentler when he was asked a question about climate change on Sunday. He refused to answer and said, "My only thoughts today are with those who have lost their lives and their families." This stance may put the federal government in Australia at odds with local officials who are seeing these fires up close. Here's Mark Greenhill, mayor of the city of Blue Mountains.
We're in the middle of an unprecedented national drought. We are experiencing weather conditions for the last 15 years that keep breaking records. It doesn't take a genius to work out that there are climactic issues at play, and as a nation, we need to have a policy response to that. Any government that isn't alive to the realities of climate change is not being responsible.
And here's another one of those local leaders, Carol Sparks, the Glen Innes mayor we heard from earlier, whose home was severely damaged.
I am upset, I've got to say. Climate change seems to be something that we're not allowed to mention over here because of the, you know, apparently it's not happening in some quarters. However, look at the evidence. Come with me and I'll show you some evidence.
Fire officials warn that warm, windy conditions will continue and no significant rain is in sight.